Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, podcast, and whatever on Radio MD. We are, as usual, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. That is the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast, the A and the B. This is 1023A, is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona.com. In fact, if you go to mypersona.com and you want to order something, there's no obligation going there. There's no obligation taking the free assessment. But if you want to order something, put in a slash and the name Roizen. That's my name, my last name, R-O-I-Z-E-N. And I believe you get a sizable discount on your first two orders, at least as of now. So thanks very much for doing it. I should also tell you that this is just being released after our longevity conference, which was held on the 5th and 6th of December. If you want to get involved in that next year, there's a very slight charge, but Persona Nutrition was also the platinum sponsor for that, and it was talking about skin, hair, and bones, and how you can stay younger. And of course, we had, if you want to go back to 1020, A and B was the special 10th anniversary, 20th anniversary, what am I saying, 20th anniversary set of podcasts. You say, why is 1020 the 20th anniversary? Well, 20 times 52 is 1040, but we don't have one between Christmas and New Year's. That's always a best of. So this is, and we may not this year because we've got so many great guests, but in any case, 1023A is what today is, and you can go to mypersona.com to take that free online assessment and see what you need. By the way, the B this time is Marion Nessel, her third or fourth time on the show. She wrote The Politics of Food. She is magnificent, and the book that she wrote with Carrie Truman is called Let's Ask Marion. That's what we'll talk about in the B segment today. But remember, the A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Story one, eating chili peppers slashes the risk of premature death by a quarter. That's our Roizen rule for a younger you, number 27, decrease inflammation. That's the segment, but it also fits with the wellness foreplay segment. And this is that people who ate chili peppers, they looked at it because it has in it turmeric. And turmeric in pill form doesn't do as much good as in nutrition, that is in actual food form. And it decreases nutrition and it decreased premature death by 25%. And the more you ate, believe it or not, there is a Canadian who is the world champion a hot pepper eater or chili pepper eater who I can't believe how many you're going to have to follow up on another story, but he has been known to eat over 20 hot peppers in a 2-minute period in the test. Living healthy is good for your heart, even if you're on meds. So this was, they categorized people in who were taking 1 to 5 meds, 6 to 10 meds, and more than 10 meds. That is, medications of any kind, didn't matter. If you got a normal blood pressure anyway, normal fasting blood sugar, LDL cholesterol, lower stress level, no cotinine or tobacco end products in your urine, you did physical activity, you ate what Marion Nessel will call a healthy diet, what I would call the What to Eat When diet. Remember the What to Eat When cookbook, shameless plug, came out earlier. It's a great gift to give people as a holiday gift. You'll see, it's a great gift. But anyway, this is a wonderful cookbook. But if you did that, you had a reduction in your mortality by about 40% and decreased chronic disease by an even greater number, up to 60%. Phenotype-based therapy leads to greater weight loss and obesity. This is a weird article out of the Mayo Clinic, and it compared people who are hungry brain, hungry gut, hedonistic, or slow metabolism, and it did specific things for each of those. Well, if you do specific things like have weight loss surgery and or sleeve gastrectomy for hungry gut or hungry brain, anytime you have that major surgery, you're going to lose weight, ruin why. I mean, this is a weird study compared to usual care, which was diet and exercise. That was not tailored at all. So I would say, yeah, if you have surgery, you're going to lose weight. That's what all the data say. And this isn't the first study that said that you lose weight with surgery. So I'm not too happy with that study. But it says phenotype-based therapy leads to greater weight loss. Would you have lost more if you'd just done bariatric surgery in everyone? And the answer is yes. Playing brain games before surgery decreases post-op delirium 40%. This, again, Roizen rule for a younger you, do speed of processing games. They did luminosity games that were speed of processing. You could have done Brain HQ or even the free ones on AARP. But in over the age of 60, delirium is about 40% for general anesthesia in general. After cardiac surgery, it's 57%. Decreases, mental dysfunction decreases to 17% after cardiac surgery in the over 65 age group by 6 weeks after surgery. Nonetheless, if you decrease the overall incidence of delirium 40% if you did 10 hours, an hour a day of speed of processing games, something you should do anyway, but to do it right about before surgery, magnificent. The next story is, what are the signs of zinc deficiency? It turns out it is getting upper respiratory infections, it is diarrhea, and it is having a weird taste in your mouth. That remind you of anything, if you will, such as COVID-19. Yeah, the same things occur with COVID-19. So I'm not sure that, and zinc deficiency is, of course, one of the associations. Zinc and vitamin D deficiency are some of the associations that increase the risk of severe hospitalization with this. Also, it is poor wound healing. That is, after you get an injury, you don't heal well. It may be zinc deficiency. What are foods with zinc? It is poultry, beans, nuts, and foods that are fortified with zinc. And, of course, zinc lozenges. I often think we should put zinc in chicken soup with vitamin D, and that's what the mix should be if you get a cold, to shorten the duration of it. Next story is, what is safer for kids? And this is our Well Beyond Wellness. Is it ibuprofen or acetaminophen for pain and fever in infants 6 months to 6 years? Turns out in this study, it was the same, no different between the two. So, if you will, the answer is, didn't matter. Side effects weren't even different. So, fever, good thing to make sure you don't have a high fever. It is acetaminophen or Tylenol or ibuprofen. In various forms were about the same. Can you eat raw cookie dough? Yes, but there are two toxins. One, eggs have salmonella, especially on the shell. And so that can get on your hands or in your mouth if you eat it, and that can cause real stomach issues. And, of course, some bad E. coli, since grain is what is the cookie dough, and they don't refine it in any way to make the flour. It's the cooking process that's supposed to do it. So we don't want you touching it. We want you to use gloves when you're using it. Don't touch the gloves. Take them off. Wash your hands well. If you're having your kids, I remember used to helping my mom with cookies. Bad idea. Sorry I did that and then probably ate it. And sorry, my mom always told me don't eat the cookie dough. She was right. And the last story is one out of Britain where it was an editorial on what happened. And this one was that there is a strong association from school disruption as we're having now due to COVID-19 and, if you will, decreased educational attainment. This was a story that was looked at from 5 years later. And not only did the educational attainment go down, but then they projected out that their longevity would go down. That is, educational attainment is correlated with longevity. And they looked at this. This is obviously a longevity is the next disruptor story. And they looked at it for how long and how what happened with it. And it turned out that kids who missed school had decreased educational attainment, and that correlated with decreased longevity. In fact, they calculated it for the United States as a whole, and they say we've lost 5.5 million years because of the school disruption that's already occurred because of COVID-19. As you know, I believed that we should have protected the vulnerable. That's what we should have done, and done a lot more mask and tracing and protected the vulnerable and all of those teachers who had a chronic disease and should have had both in-person and online schooling, but had much more. The kids were much less vulnerable to this disease. I'm glad we have vaccines clearly on the way, and hopefully those teachers and multi-generational families would have been protected, are being protected, do take a lot of precautions. But the clear message is that we have to make this up, hopefully, and do a much better job of schooling going forward, because this generation of school kids has missed some school. Maybe they're getting much better at speed of processing games. I don't know. In any case, these are some really interesting stories. The take-homes: eat a lot of chili peppers, get your blood pressure, your fasting blood sugar, your LDL cholesterol, get your weight in order. Don't engage in vaping or tobacco. Get help if you do, and learn to manage stress. And keep your immunizations up to date. Those are the main messages. And maybe you want to eat a lot of food with turmeric, that is chili peppers, and some foods such as beans that have protein, have a lot of good things in them, and they have a lot of zinc in them. And whatever you do, avoid raw cookie dough. And don't make, if you will, the games. You know, kids play a lot of games, and they raw cookie dough is used for some of those games. And I'm blanking on what it is. I should remember the game, but you don't want to use the raw cookie dough for projects at home or for art at home. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast 1023A. Remember, we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free line assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. and you can go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com to take the free test. And if you remember my name, Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and put a backslash after mypersona.com, and you decide to order something, I believe you get a sizable discount, at least as we're recording this in December of 2020. You get a sizable discount on your supplements. Mypersona.com, but there is no obligation. You don't have to order anything. Remember, 1023B, the guest segment, we have a spectacular guest, one of my favorites, my favorite, and it's Let's Ask Marion. I think this is her fourth time on the show. Marion Nessel, who is kind of a national treasure for nutrition in the United States. Thanks very much, Caitlin. Thanks for great engineering, but especially for those 50,000 of you who download us, tell your friends about us, rate us weekly, and keep doing it. Thanks. You're what motivates us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. See you next week.